Welcome back to the Warwickshire Cricket Board podcast. We've got a great first episode back here as we talk to Andy Turnbull and Nigel Perryogan about their roles, about All Stars cricket and Dynamos cricket, and get into the nitty gritty of what Dynamos cricket and All Stars cricket does for cricket clubs and for cricket in Warwickshire. It's a great listen and hope you enjoy. Okay, welcome back to the Warwickshire Cricket Board podcast. It's been about 3 years since our last podcast, so sorry about the delay. There's been quite a lot going on in 3 years and quite a lot of cricket to tell you about. So we have somebody back for their third visit on the Warwickshire Cricket Board podcast in Andy Turnbull, and we've got a newbie in Nigel Perryogan, who joined the Cricket Board
full-time in January,
but done a lot of work before that. As well. So, Andy, if you introduce your role changes, I'm sure it's changed since the last time people talked to you or listened to you, I should say.
Yeah, so my official title now is Club Development Officer. So I work in the club's team under Andy Wiles, and try and build club cricket up to be as sustainable as possible for the future.
Okay, and then Nige?
I am the National Programmes Officer, so I am in charge of All Stars and Dynamos cricket for the county. All Stars cricket is cricket for young kids who are 5 to 8 years old. It's for most of them going to be their very, very first experience of cricket. It's really good fun, and I think this year we've got over 60 clubs running the programme, which is amazing. Dynamos cricket is that sort of next step up. So still softball cricket, but sort of bridging that gap between softball cricket and hardball. And that's for kids aged 8 to 11. And again, it could be their first experience of cricket. But again, it's just good fun with their mates. And like I said, we've got 60 clubs running the programmes this year. So that's amazing. And the kids get a lot out of it.
Yeah, and those programmes are still going on right now.
They are still going on right now. A lot of them started at the start of May. But there are a few that are still running throughout the summer, as well as a few All Stars and Dynamos camps here and there as well. So
nice.
So it's really good.
I assume the weather had a big impact on the start of All Stars Dynamos, or not?
Yeah, 100%. So in sort of from the start of March until the middle of June, we go out, me and Andy, go out and we promote these programmes in schools. So we're in schools all day, every day, 5 days a week. And obviously this year, that's been quite a hard sell because we had such a wet start to the year. So I think we delivered in every single type of weather you can think of. So we'd done rain, snow, sun, wind. It was we did everything. And obviously, when you go out and you send, we go out, we give out a wristband and a leaflet, which is great. The kids love it no matter what the weather is. But if they take it home to their parents and they look outside and go, well, it's raining,
yeah,
it can be a hard sell. And this year, because of the weather, it has been a little bit of a hard sell, but we've done well, and we're looking to be on track to beat our numbers from last year. So last year we hit 2,676 All Stars and 1,084 Dynamos, and the way it's trending this year, we should be well on track to hit and surpass those numbers, which is great, even with the adverse weather.
Yeah, good. It's good to hear. I was going to ask how it went this year in terms of comparisons to last year, but I guess hopefully it just keeps growing year on year. I mean, Andy, when you were, is it 2019 we did this? About 4 years ago, wasn't it? Have the numbers grown quite drastically since then, or
yeah,
is it stayed the same?
Year one of All Stars was 2017, so it's going back nearly 6-7 years already. And the first year we hit 1,300 All Stars before Dynamos was the thing, and we thought 1,300 new children to cricket was outstanding figures. If you look at the numbers of turnover now, it went into the 2,500s. It's showing not only are we bringing new people to the game, but we're keeping people in the game as well. And Dynamos is obviously a great way to retain those youngsters. But ultimately here, we want to produce the next set of hardball cricketers and onwards up to the junior section. So it's definitely growing, and hopefully that continues to do so in the next few years as well.
So 4 years' time, it'll be 5,000 kids, 10,000 kids, all sorts.
You'd hope so.
There'll be new programmes and everything going through. So we talked about comparisons. We're obviously looking to go beyond that, beyond 2022 this year. What, apart from the new kids, what do the clubs get out of it? What are they actually, you know, because it looks like it would be 8 weeks of coaching and then is that it? How does it work?
So clubs can run for 8 weeks. The club spark system designed for 8 weeks of running. But what we're seeing more and more now is clubs extending that beyond 8 weeks, if it's 10, 12, maybe even the whole summer, and kind of running a secondary programme on top of what they've delivered for the first half of the year. A lot of clubs are also replaying those weeks that rained off. So I know, for example, there's week one was a washout, I think it was back in early May, but clubs are adding a session onto the end just to make sure those 8 hours are filled. And obviously, you know, the first thing clubs will talk to you about is that what's the financial gain for us here by doing All-Stars and Dynamos when we're trying to sell it to clubs. It's often comes down to that. And it's, and yeah, ECB do take back a fair bit of that money that comes in, but there are other ways that clubs can really make money on this. So as well as that initial £10 for All-Stars and £15 for Dynamos, it goes back to the, I think it's slightly more for Dynamos, £25, and that goes back. There are so many more benefits for the club. So running a good bar on a Friday night, really crucial. That can be your 2 or 3 hours on a Friday, and hopefully the sun's out, parents on the patio outside or on the decking somewhere, really putting money back into your club. It could be either food trucks or barbecues they run by themselves, or they bring in a company to do it for them. We've seen a lot of clubs run that successfully over the summer as well. And it just shows there's more to the Friday night than just the cricket on the field. Obviously, that's the important part. We want the kids to enjoy it, stay involved. But there are other ways you can engage both volunteers and club members to get them going.
Yeah, so I guess it's not just the kids that are involved in the club, is it? You get hopefully a set of parents and everybody else. And if you've got 50 All-Stars, you're hoping that there's then 100 people down there that you can...
Absolutely. And you need them, because ultimately you get to the nines, softball cricket through Dynamos and into hardball cricket. You're always asking who can score, who can help win a game, who can help volunteer for this, volunteer for that. So getting that interest in early is always important. So it's a great way to try and spread the workload.
Yeah. So apart from the bar and the barbecue and the events of it, is there anything else that they can do to make sure that they, you know, retain kids or retain players, or just motivate them to go through into...
Absolutely. So we run a number of programmes at the board to help these children come through the pathway and actually not just have their Friday night or Monday night, whatever night it is, at the clubs. We run underlying softball festivals for boys and girls that are quite successful. We run sort of 12 to 15 of those throughout the summer. It's a great way for those younger Dynamos and older All-Stars to actually play match play cricket and pairs cricket. So that's an opportunity for them to kind of practice and train, but also then develop into match play. Same with under 11 girls softball. So we've seen lots of clubs now hit high number of girls that are playing girls softball tournaments right throughout the county. And of course, then ultimately, we want these boys and girls to play in our youth league system from age 9 upwards, which is mainly hardball, but there are some softball offers under 10s and 11s. So it does just prove that there is more to the sessions than just 8 hours of coaching. There's more to it, and you can really build a sustainable youth section from these programmes.
So it's a good starting point to get that all kicked off. Is that where you say a new club that wanted to start a youth section, is this the best way for them to start it off, to really build
absolutely
it?
We've seen examples, I'm sure Nigel says, well, we've seen some fantastic examples this summer of clubs, or in the last couple of years, that have started from scratch and now have over 50 children. So a few good examples: Southend this year. Okay, it's a very large town, but they kind of lapsed their junior cricket. There wasn't much going on there. We did a couple of days of coaching there in the local schools, and they hit over 50 pretty quickly. It was pretty instant, the hit, which you'd expect in a large town, but or a large village, so to speak. But they really took off, and they're looking to get into more match play stuff as well. Rowington's another great example. Their second year now, hitting over 70. You know, really small village in the middle of Warwickshire, but proving that our school delivery in the local schools around, with the club promotion within, can really drive a new community there. So they're two in particular that stand out, but there are others.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
No, is it social media as well important for them?
Yeah, nice. I mean, you've had access to the Warwickshire social medias recently, so how's that helped?
Yeah, so obviously you've got the physical way of getting to the kids, so you've got the wristbands and the leaflets which we give out.
Delivery from you guys.
From us. But you've also got a resource hub, Mabel ECB, where you can personalise your posters, lots of different types of things that you can post on your social media, get out onto local Facebook groups, and really access even more people. And I think it's really important for us to say that if a club is thinking of wanting to start a junior section or thinking of running the programmes, we are here to help in that promotion and getting the kids into the club through our, like we put that time aside, which some of the counties don't necessarily do. We have that block where we go out and we really promote the programs. Like, we are here to help. We want these programs to be a success for clubs. So if any club's considering it, we are here to help. We will do everything we can to get the programs running and successful.
Mm. I did a bit of digging actually before we did this podcast, and out of all the clubs that run All Stars and Dynamos this summer, there are 32 clubs that have 30 or more All Stars, and that goes from 30 up to over 100. So I think KND's our biggest at over 100, and Wellsbourne's been massive for years as well, amongst others, Earls with Four Oaks. But to have 30 clubs that have more than 30, 32 kids in their sessions is pretty impressive, and that shows the importance of our school sessions, because we have essentially have that, it's not even an hour, it's got a 40-minute block to give, and it's a new class each time, you don't see them twice. So we have that small period of time to go, right, we've got to make sure this child loves cricket and goes home wanting to sign up. So it's vitally important that we get that right.
Absolutely. I'm also conscious that Nigel maybe said then that other counties don't do stuff as well as we do, in a roundabout way. So if any other counties are listening, it's absolutely right. No, I mean, it's wrong. And then Turner's also commented on his geography about whether Southam's a village or a town. We'll do some digging afterwards.
Yeah, we'll clarify that.
Retract that statement if we need to.
And sorry to the people of Southam if I've offended you.
is there anything that any clubs, you've mentioned Nolan Dorridge, we've mentioned Southam, we've mentioned Rowington. Is there any that have done anything really unique to try and get more participants, or is there something to make it such an event on the evening, whether it's a Friday or a Monday, whatever it is?
So we have seen some clubs go down the girls-only route, but that'd be girls-only Dynamos, girls-only All-Stars, which I can nearly 10 or so have done this year. And that's a great way of clubs looking to start their own girls' sections. We're seeing a lot of clubs running junior cricket for boys and girls for years, but actually we've seen women's cricket on the rise. The Women's Ashes just finished, obviously a great series. So it's now's the time to get girls playing cricket, and these programmes have really showcased how effective that can be.
Okay. And is that... is girls cricket something that you can just start up across the summer? So if they wanted to run one across the summer, or is it something that you've got to try and plan in and try and get ahead of?
So it's quite new that in the past we've been allowed to deliver in a window, which has typically been from May till the end of summer. But now these programmes can run all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So clubs that want to run a winter All-Stars programme can set up on Clubs Park and go, right, we're going to do it in a sports hall, we're going to do it in a centre somewhere. Okay. So it's now an all-year-round brand.
Yeah, so it's not just a June...
No.
June, July thing. Okay. So there's an option for clubs to do it.
Absolutely.
Whenever.
And that can retain, you know, doing 8 weeks summer, maybe if you're afterwards in the back in the summer, but then doing 8 weeks in January to sort of Easter time. It's kind of like keeps the interest going and then prepares that child for the summer, as well as developing their skills. And that's ultimately what we're here to do. We're here to help them have fun and enjoy it.
Brilliant. Just coming towards the end now, but Nigel, I'm going to come to you on this one. If we've motivated any people listening in their clubs to say, right, I want to make sure we're involved, or we can do things slightly differently, or we want to get from 30 to 100, or we want to get above that 30 mark, what do they need to do for either this year or next year if they want to be involved?
If they want to be involved, first step is to email myself, nigelperryogden@edgbaston.com, and I will be more than happy to help with anything you need. So with the admin side of things, I'm more than happy to take you through how the setting up of the Club Spark page, which is the system we use to track numbers, to collect all of the logistical bits that we need. So if you just drop me, myself or Andy an email, we're more than happy to help out to make sure, get you up and running. In terms of boosting numbers, I think it's the more we understand that we are very, very grateful for our volunteers. But the big thing is the more that clubs put in themselves in terms of promotion or whatever, the more you are going to get out of it. We've seen the clubs that have been really successful. They've got a load of volunteers putting their hands up. They're always posted on social media. And it's no surprise that these are the clubs that have got the highest numbers. But as I say, we understand that time is precious, and that a lot of these people, they obviously have full-time jobs on top of volunteering at a cricket club. So it's, as I said, we're really grateful for everyone who's involved in volunteering, helping in the programmes. But yeah, the more you put in, the more naturally you're going to get out. Okay.
Nice. And that probably just wraps about us and wraps us up. If unless you guys have got any more golden nuggets you want
to... No, I think it's important to mention that, like, the volunteers are absolutely crucial to this. I mean, seeing my own club on a Friday night, that you know, this is not a one person band at all. You need 10, 15 people, whether it's in the clubhouse, in the bar, food, actually delivering the coaching. It's a big operation, so we can't thank the clubs enough for their time and effort running this, and hopefully they reap the rewards in the years to come. I think we're starting to see those first generation all-stars now, probably 16 years ago, probably hitting early teenage years. So I'm sure we're seeing across the county and across the youth leagues we run that some of these all-stars are now playing hardball cricket regularly, which is fantastic. So our message would be, I know it's hard work, I know it's your Friday night, giving up, in most cases a Friday night, but keep working hard because it does pay off.
Lovely. So it's keep up the good work, volunteers and clubs, keep up the good work, coaches, Nigel, Andy, etc., everybody else. And like Nigel said, if you want to get involved or think you could maybe try and do something slightly differently with the team here at the Cricket Board, then you know, drop Nigel or Andy an email and the details are on the website. So thanks very much, guys. Thanks for your time and thanks for listening. See you soon.